Why, hello there. This is your free time talking. Do you know where your life is and how your life is? When was the last time you did a check-in? This is a call to arms for that exact question. I'm challenging you to answer it today. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And today I am in batch mode. I am batching all the podcast episodes because in a couple of weeks we have Memorial Day coming up and it is a long weekend. And I hate that feeling of wanting to be able to enjoy my free time and worried about getting content out. So I am trying to get ahead of the game so I can take a couple of days off before the weekend, a couple of days off after the weekend, and still deliver on my promise to you to help you with mindset in real time. So welcome to the conversation. Because as I'm doing this and I'm looking at the shows that I'm about to do for you guys and the conversations I want to have with you, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, how far you've come. Just a couple of years ago, you would see Memorial Day as an opportunity to get some extra time in on work. You would start to perceive the opportunity of 12 extra hours to work on your business uninterrupted with everybody else at the barbecues and everybody else doing all the things. You would just get to buckle down and work on your business. And I remember that that's the story I told myself. And you see that everywhere in the entrepreneurial space, right? Like we work hard now so that when everyone else is working later, we're having fun. And we hear that message over and over again. But I got to tell you, my friends, and you're going to recognize yourselves in this too, I bet. I wasn't working weekends and extending my evening time and going to work early because I was all in on my business. I was doing that a couple of years ago because I was running away and numbing out from my life. And I think I'm not the only one who's ever done that. And my guess is as you're listening to this show, especially if you're listening to this particular episode on Memorial Day in the United States, because I think that's when this one gets dropped, then I'm going to ask you, what are you doing mindset work on a long weekend if you're an American living in the United States? And I know the UK has its bank holidays, and I'm sure Europe has other holidays and other parts of the world, these long weekend days that I may not be educated about. But what are you doing thinking about business when you could be thinking about your life? You might not be listening to this episode that way. And at that time, but I still think wherever you find yourself listening, at whatever day of the week you find yourself listening, even whatever year you find yourself listening, this is a call to arms to check in on your life. Because I can tell you that a couple of years ago around this time, my husband and I were in the thick of it. We were arguing all the time about our pending move because of his job. Those of you who are not more intimately familiar with my story, when I met my husband, he was an engineer for Gillette, and then he decided that he wanted to become a doctor. So that journey for him started in 2007 and then ended finally. He finished medical school, internship, residency, fellowship, and all of that in 2017. So it was a very long journey, sort of got delayed a little bit by his injury and illness. But we were looking at big changes in our life for when he could finally become an attending, and those conversations were not going smoothly. We were not going easily, and we were not in agreement. And it was so very convenient for me to avoid those hard conversations, to avoid those hard truths, and just hide on the building of my business, because I had already decided, separate of my husband's job change, that I was going to be closing my private brick and mortar, and that I was going to be, you know, starting my second act, or in my case, likely, you know, more accurately, a third act. And it was so easy to say, you know, know what? I'm just going to stay at work an extra hour. I want to get ahead on some things. I want to learn some things. I want to figure some things out. And there were all the problems to solve and all the things to learn and all the ways I could spend on my, you know, time on my business without addressing the conflict at home. And, you know, you may not be in crisis in your marriage right now. You might have some other piece in your life that you're avoiding. Perhaps there's tension with a best friend. Perhaps you're feeling a touch of depression or anxiety in your otherwise sort of, you know, running a little bit disconnected from your sense of self and who you are and what you like to do. But I know that I'm not the only one who's hid from her life at work. And this is a challenge to you guys to see, is that maybe what you're doing with yourself? Are you perhaps avoiding, numbing out, disconnecting from a hard conversation, a hard truth, or a hard reality in your life that needs attention? Because we can do such a good job of validating and sort of using that excuse of why we have to work. We're so good at creating things that we need to do and things that must happen by a deadline and all of that. But at the end of the day, we're just running away. And if you're doing it, my guess is as you're listening to me talking to you, this is resonating. But so often it starts with this subconscious thing. We don't actively know that we're staying at work for an extra hour, or we're leaving the house for work an hour earlier, or we're taking a couple of hours for work on a weekend. We really do at the time believe that something needs to get done, or we'll get the monkey off our back and we'll be able to focus and relax, or things will be easier and you'll be able to be more present if you just do XYZ. I think we're masters at creating that story. But then all of a sudden you get that little glimmer of like, huh, is that what I'm doing? And that's what I want to be for you today, is that challenge and the question of how's your life doing? I want you to think about all of the different components that build up a life. If you're a parent, then obviously it's going to, you know, it's going to start with your home and your immediate family inside the walls of your house. If you're, you know, it's also going to involve any anybody that you're in a romantic relationship with, a spousal relationship with, the state of affairs, your close friendships, your health, your emotional fitness and your emotional wellness, and just the general energy and mood and the gas that you have in the tank. I think so often we don't pay attention to ourselves until something breaks, until something really doesn't work. You know, my car's currently in the shop, and one of the things that, you know, it only went into the shop for an oil change. And, you know, as usual, when you have a car that's a 2006, you can't ever just go in for an oil change without being told it's 50 million other things. And the guy said, hey, have you noticed any liquid under your car? And I'm like, yeah, I have. I thought it was my air conditioner, you know, living in Southern California. And he's like, no, your steering fluid pump is broken and we need to reseal it. And I was thinking to myself, gosh, I don't even know how long it's been since I've noticed that leak and didn't pay attention and just told myself it was the air conditioner. And I think it's so easy to do that. I think it's so easy to see something that's kind of cracked and you either don't want to deal because you don't want the inconvenience of it, or you don't know how to have the conversation. You don't know where it's going to lead. So you kind of, you know, do what I call the garage door. You just, you know, sort of pull the door down and you look away and you pretend it's not there and you don't really deal with it. What I'd like you guys to do, if you're thinking about this and resonating with it and realizing that you are adding time to your work schedule and you are cutting time from your personal life before, you know, you start thinking about action. Because I think one of the reasons why people do this behavior in the first place is because they feel like as soon as they say it out loud, they have to stop. The first thing I'd like to know from you and for you to check in with yourself about is, how is the avoidance serving you? And I can tell you the avoidance serving me was that I wasn't saying things that I knew I would regret because I was so filled with anger and resentment and I couldn't communicate accurately to get myself out of a paper bag at the time. Like it was, I felt so lost and so confused. And I really believed at the time that if I opened my mouth, I was just going to make everything worse. And so for me, hiding at work was like, well, at least I'm not doing damage. At least I'm not like taking a wrecking ball to my marriage because I want it, like any change that needs to happen, I want it to be mindful, I want it to be deliberate, and I want to consider everything from both, both sides. So for me, it was so much about like, it was serving me because I wasn't going to allow myself to be impulsive. I wasn't going to allow myself to get mean. I wasn't going to allow myself to stray from the point of it all. So I knew that even though it's not healthy or functional to hide at work, I also knew that it was protecting me from making a mess that I might not be able to clean up. So before you start chastising yourself about, avoiding things and hiding from life and thinking that you need to immediately just go jump back in, the first thing that I want you to think about is how has this been helping you and what is it, uncovering for you? And for me, like what it uncovered is that like I didn't know how to have the conversation. And so that was, the missing piece a little bit for me. You have to do that same introspection to see like how is the avoidance? How is hiding at work serving you? And what is the missing piece to this? Then once you identify that, it starts to highlight a need. You start to realize this is something I don't know how to do, or this is something I'm unclear about saying, or this is something that like, I don't know what plan B is, or I don't know what the next step is, or something like that. For me, it was, I had to get really honest about my truth and I had to draw a firm boundary in the sand about where I was willing to live and where I wasn't willing to live and where I was willing to move and where I wasn't willing to move. And those conversations were hard. And that's what I was avoiding, but I needed to say it out loud in order for both of us to decide where we landed on the other side. And thank goodness I did, because it turns out California is everything I never knew I always wanted. I'm super happy here. But I had to face things head on and have really hard conversations. So once you get clear on like what you're avoiding, why you're avoiding it, you get to decide, how do I address this in such a way that makes me feel more comfortable? That yes, in fact, this might be a hard conversation. Or yes, in fact, this might mean that I have to do things that make me uncomfortable or that I might not want to do. But you don't have to make that public. You can privately decide this for yourself. You can look at sort of the pieces in your life, decide what needs to happen next, and take a singular step in that direction without kind of calling undue attention to it. Because I think so often we hide at work and we avoid the hard things because A, we're so afraid of the decisions and the things we need to make becoming public, but also two, because we don't see the whole picture yet and we don't know where everything is going. So it's really important that you guys, like when you're attacking this and looking at it, that you break it down into bite-sized pieces and that you get honest with yourself about like what's the root cause and recognizing that what you need isn't always going to be this tactile strategy like a conversation or a self-help day or a spa day or, something like that. Like what you may need is a collection of things, like a way to move through the situation that brings you more peace, a way to communicate your feelings without creating tension. Some of those things are so intangible, right? And hard to see and hard to grasp. But if you can look at like, this is what I need to do. What do I need to learn in order to do it? What do I need sort of implemented in my life? What's the safety net that I need to put around that in order to get more clarity, in order to hide? How can I get the need met? So much of what I'm talking about here, and I know I'm sounding a little bit like a tangled mess, and in all honesty, it's because I'm not dealing with a concrete question. I do so much better when the listener questions come in, but my inbox is currently empty. So you're stuck with these like hypothetical situations. But once you get clear on what it is you need in order to do the thing you're avoiding, you can set yourself up for more success by meeting that need. And making that non-negotiable. And so for me in that conversation, I was so avoidant of the tension that came with the conversations. I was so avoidant with saying something that would make it so that it was so clear he and I were on polar opposite sides of the fence that I was just being quiet. And instead, what I needed to do was say, like, I need us to get on the same page without losing our minds and losing our marriage. Like, I want to be on the same team. And right now we're not on the same team. I don't know how to have this conversation, but I don't want to do it in such a way that puts us on opposite sides. And that, once I kind of got clear on that, it was so easy to communicate. It was easier to have the conversations. And so that's the type of thing that you need to do for yourself, because avoidance is just numbing out. And so sometimes you don't even know specifically what you're avoiding or what you're afraid of or what you're dodging. So before you talk to anybody or do anything differently, you have to get clear with yourself. And then you got to see how that avoidant behavior is helping you and how it's serving you, because there underneath that is the unmet need, is the underlying cause that you need to address. And once you figure out what is it that you need to feel secure in addressing this, how can you make it more comfortable, then you can start to map it out and find your way. And again, I'm not going to be able to give you guys specifics in this episode because I'm not managing a specific listener question. I can just walk you through the way that I managed it when I caught myself in this pattern. And if you have a question for me and you're listening to this and you can kind of see that you're numbing out, or you kind of know what it is you're avoiding and you have no idea how to start, a really good way to, you know, get my two cents on it is, you know, send in your question. Find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Let me know where you're stuck and let me know where you're struggling and I will get you out of it. But this episode, really, I didn't want so much to be a how-to. And I know that I can hear in my sort of narrative here that I kind of fell into that pattern of doing the how-to. But what I really want you guys to do here is do a gut check and get honest. And, you know, if there's something in your life that's requiring your attention, I'm going to call you to pay attention to it, to address it and to take care of it. Because if you keep just kind of muffling that down and shoving it down and avoiding it by hiding in work, your work will eventually suffer because it will catch up with you. I can't tell you how many times I do that kind of work with my clients because they've just overloaded themselves and overwhelmed themselves. And now they're past the point of no return. So do that gut check. See what it is you need to address with yourself. Get clear on a plan and then just go and get out from under it. Because this free time is limited, right? Pretty soon you're going to be back to the structure of the work week and all of that. And we really want you building your best businesses so you can have your best life. Thanks so much for indulging me in today's conversation. I hope you find a pocket of free time for yourself and that you use it well. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.